Another day of packed stores and malls. I'm Joe Chiro, Fox News. Holiday shoppers are out in force looking for bargains, and this is also Small Business Saturday. Paige Blackwelder is with a boutique in Winter Park, Florida.
67 cents of every dollar spent at a small business stays in the local community, according to American Express. And a small business donates 250% more to the local nonprofits and charities. And so it's good for everyone. It's good for all of our communities to stay with the small businesses.
Meanwhile, a potential strike by rail unions next month could disrupt freight shipments, but some analysts say the items that needed to move for the holidays already moved by rail. Russian shelling prompting hundreds of Ukrainian civilians to flee Kherson, the southern city whose citizens recently celebrated its recapture.
Officials in that recently liberated town of Kherson say 15 were killed in recent days as the still nearby Russian forces fire shells into the residential areas. And yes, the struggle over energy continues. One of Moscow's primary strategies now is to hit the power grid here and make the Ukrainian people suffer short on vital services.
Fox's Greg Palcott in Kyiv. California officials asking people again to wear masks in indoor public spaces as COVID-19 cases rise.
Under CDC guidance, a weekly rate of 100 or more COVID cases for every 100,000 residents is considered a high rate of transmission, and we've passed that mark here in LA County. The number of new COVID cases reported each day jumped by nearly 70% since last month in this area. Over the past week, more than 1,400 new cases have been reported countywide each day.
Fox's Christina Coleman. Defending champ France has become the first team to reach round 16 at the World Cup in Qatar. America is listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
A COVID vaccine mandate battle is playing out in a California school district.
The San Diego Unified School District is considering its next step after a second court rejected its COVID-19 vaccine mandate for students. Leaders with the district say they established the mandate to keep them safe, but the measure has been challenged by parent groups. The district also argued the mandate isn't really a mandate because students who don't comply have the option to learn from home. Critics say it's unnecessary and takes away parents' and children's autonomy. Similar mandates were established in Los Angeles, Oakland, and Sacramento. Tom Graham, Fox News.
A cruise ship passenger is rescued in the Gulf of Mexico many hours after going overboard.
A 28-year-old man excused himself from a bar on board the Carnival cruise ship Valor on Wednesday morning and never returned. Nearly 24 hours later, his sister reported him missing. The Coast Guard began an air and sea search, and then Thursday evening, another vessel reported seeing a person in the water. A rescue helicopter was nearby. The crew plucked the man from the water. He confirmed he was the passenger who fell overboard. Cold, tired, and dehydrated, he was otherwise stable. A Coast Guard lieutenant says it's truly a miracle. Jack Callahan, Fox News.
An online courtship that went sour ends with a woman being killed for her organs.
Police say the woman traveled to Peru to meet her online romantic interest, who is a medical student. But soon love went bad, and she messaged her family she was heading home with a broken heart. That was the last they heard from her. Later, body parts washed up on a beach, identified as hers. Police believe her organs had been removed. The medical student, now under arrest. Gary Baumgarten, Fox News.
And I'm Joe Chiaro, Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.